The more one knows about our early history as hunter-gatherers and our long history as farmers, and then about the dizzying acceleration of world trade and industry that has taken us into modern times, the less mysterious today's world seems. In the end, I hope most of what follows will make the reader think not only of long-dead empires and far-off places, but of the here and now. History, meanwhile, keeps changing. This has been a golden age for history buffs, with fresh and detailed work in a vast number of fields pouring from the presses every year, everything from histories of money to forgotten European realms, from comparisons between the Roman and Chinese empires to new insights into Stalin and the Second World War. Nobody could hope to read all of it, but this book has been fueled by manic reading for years across many different fields. I've confined the endnotes to essential reference points only because of the endless profusion of additional reading that would otherwise result. I calculate that around 2,000 books, never mind pamphlets and journals, have been read for what follows. I've also been hugely lucky to have made a series of 8 films for the BBC on world history, a project which allowed me to visit around 60 sites, everywhere from the Peruvian deserts to the Ukraine. Seeing where things happened, Tolstoy,